joint effort. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. President Biden putting aside politics, working with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on hurricane relief.
This is about America coming together, and I really mean it. America coming together.
The president traveled to Fort Myers today to get a firsthand look at the devastation from Hurricane Ian, which came ashore a week ago as a Category 4 storm. Governor DeSantis with an update on repairs to the bridge that leads to Pine Island wiped out during the storm.
We said we can restore and provide a temporary bridge. So we did that, and that opened today. So Pine Island is now restored to the mainland. There was some talk that they just had to get off the island. That's not who these people are. They are island people. They're not leaving their homes.
More than 100 people have died in the storm. The State Department has condemned North Korea's ballistic missile launch, calling it a violation of the U.N. Security Council resolutions and a threat to regional neighbors and the international community, while also saying the U.S. is committed to a diplomatic approach and called on the North to engage in dialogue. Police in Merced, California, still looking for four members of the same family after they were abducted at a trucking business earlier this week.
Including 8-month-old Aruhi Derry, her mother, Jasleen Kaur, and her father, Jasdeep Singh. The baby's uncle, Amandeep Singh, was also kidnapped, and he, too, remains missing. 48-year-old Jesus Manuel Salgado was taken into custody after an ATM card belonging to one of the missing family members was used in the city of Atwater, about 8 miles from Merced in central California, where the kidnappings happened.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Relatives of the victims are asking anyone who owns a convenience store or a gas station near the business to check their surveillance video for the suspect or family. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
There's a legal settlement in the onset shooting of the Alec Baldwin movie Rust, which killed cinematographer Halyna Hutchins.
Alec Baldwin's attorney confirming a settlement has been reached in the wrongful death lawsuit brought by her family against the actor and the film production. Her husband, Matthew Hutchins, will now executive produce the Western in a statement calling it a tribute to her final work, saying original principal players will be on board, that he has no interest in engaging in attribution of blame, and that he believes his wife's death was a terrible accident. A criminal investigation is ongoing. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Southwest Airlines pilot suing the airline, her union, and a former colleague who pled guilty last year to deadbolting the cockpit during a flight and stripping naked in front of her. Christine Janning claims Southwest retaliated against her by grounding her after she reported Michael Hack to the company and the FBI, and that they kept him employed despite prior claims of sexual misconduct. Hack's attorney says that his client disrobed only after Janning encouraged him and never did anything else. If you're searching for a Halloween costume, Pinterest may inspire you.
Pinterest revealing the top 10 trending Halloween costume ideas of 2022 based on user search data. Coming in at number one are costume ideas related to Netflix's hit sci-fi series Stranger Things, followed by Elvis and Priscilla. Patrick Bateman, the character portrayed by Christian Bale in the flick American Psycho. And following the sequel's release over the summer, Top Gun costumes are a hit search. Hocus Pocus, Harley Quinn, Lord of the Rings, Maddie and Cassie from HBO's Euphoria costumes, and costumes for Avril Lavigne making the top 10.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.